What is this day in the Jewish calendar called Lag BaOmer? In order to understand this, I have to explain three things, but I'm going to do that in a brief way, each one of them. Let's go first one. Between the festivity of Pesach and the one of Shavuos, there's a 49-day period. And the Torah says, the Jewish law is, that we have to count each one of those days. It's a commandment that God gave us. Now, when you start counting, you reach the number 33. Between 1 and 49, there's number 33. Each letter of the Jewish calendar corresponds to a number. The letter Lamed, which is like an L, is number 30. The letter Gimel, which is like a G, is number 3. So Lag, which means Lamed, Gimel, L and G, something like that, it means 33. Why do we count the days? The most brief and simple explanation is because God commanded us after Pesach, after the festivity of Pesach, to bring a korban, a offering of barley flour in the temple. Today we don't do this, we don't have the temple, we're waiting for it to be constructed, etc., etc. Now, after this bringing of this offering, we had to count the days until the festivity of Shavuos. This is explanation number one. So what does it mean, Lag BaOmer? Is the 33rd day of this counting of 49 days. Point. Let's go to number two. Rabbi Akiva, who lived in the land of Israel around the year 120 after the Common Era, he was a very, very big sage. He is one of the most important sages in the whole history of the Jewish people. Now, it doesn't mean that he learned Torah and Judaism, etc., from the point that he was very small. No. On the contrary, he was 40 years old and he didn't even know how to read. And he saw water coming down, dropping down in a stone. And the stone gets like a hole because of the water coming down on it. And he thought about this and he saw and he said, if the water can actually make a hole on the stone when it falls drop after drop, then the Torah can also go into my head, which is hard as a stone, even though I'm 40 years old. So he went to learn. There are many, many stories around this. I'm just making it very brief. He went to learn Torah and he became, again, started learning after 40 years old. And he became one of the greatest sages in the whole Jewish history. He had actually 24,000 students that learned from him. They used to sit in rows, the most knowledgeable students before him, and then rows and rows and rows of students, 24,000 students. Our sages say that there was one year that between Pesach and Shavuos, the same period we explained before, explanation number one, most of them, or all of them, different versions, passed away. Because they did not respect each other, whatever the case is, I'm not going to explain all the details. The point is that they passed away. And this plague finished on Lag BaOmer, on the 33rd day of that counting, between Pesach and Shavuos. So Lag BaOmer, it's a happy day. Why? Because the students of Rabbi Akiva stopped dying. That's explanation number two. Now let's go to explanation number three. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, who was one of the latest students of Rabbi Akiva, our sages say that Rabbi Akiva, after this terrible thing happened, he gathered other five students. One of them was Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. This Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai was also a very big sage. And he taught lots of ideas. Every time in our text appears the idea of the name Rabbi Shimon, the name Rabbi Shimon, it refers to Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. He was a very, very big sage. Again, one of the students of Rabbi Akiva. And he also taught the most secret parts of the Torah. Not just the revealed parts of the Torah, which talk about many kinds of laws, but also the secret, the hidden part of Torah, which is called Kabbalah, whatever, that the Rabbi Shimon was like one of the first that openly taught about this. He wrote the Zohar, which is a book of Kabbalah. He's mentioned so many times in different texts. It's a very, very important guy. He passed away in Lag BaOmer. One year, Rabbi Shimon lived around the year 180 of the Common Era, something like that. Again, he was a student of Rabbi Akiva, so they knew each other. Rabbi Shimon passed away in Lag BaOmer. And he asked that this day should be remembered as a very, very happy day. Why? Because in this particular day, before he passed away, he reached the highest levels of knowledge of the most secret parts of the scriptures, the Torah, etc., etc. So we have three ideas. And within these three ideas, to understand what Lag BaOmer is, we can actually extract something that we can take advantage of it in our daily life. Because we are not offering a sacrifice of flour, of barley, whatever. We are not Rabbi Akiva, and we are not Rabbi Shimon. However, we can, again, take something out of these ideas. And one of the ideas that we can actually understand and learn and use in our lives is the following. One may think that because I didn't learn from childhood, because I lost. That's it. There's no more opportunity for me to learn, to develop, and actually to become a great servant of God. So here comes Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva tells us, look, I was 40 years old, so to speak, and I just started learning to read. This is Rabbi Akiva. One may think that you reached anything after learning a lot, even if you started from childhood, doesn't matter when you started, you really reach a level and you say, ah, that's it, here I am. So he comes Rabbi Shimon and says, teaches us, look, in the last day of my life, right before passing away, I reached the highest levels. That means Rabbi Shimon learned Torah from childhood until he passed away. And he was a great sage. However, he still had more to learn. To the point that in the day of his death, he learned more. He reached higher levels. That means that we can always start, doesn't matter if you don't know anything and if you're 40 years old, quote unquote, and you can always go up. You can always go higher in your learning, because from the point you are born to the point you leave this world, 70 years, 80 years, 120 years, it doesn't matter. All those years, God is giving them to you to develop yourself. And this goes back to the first teaching. The idea of the barley flour offering, etc., etc. Our sages say that barley actually is the food of animals. You have wheat, is the food of human beings. Barley is the food of animals. Why does God tell us to bring a barley offering from after Pesach to Shavuos? Because that time, and actually we can always leave that time, it doesn't really mean only between Pesach and Shavuos, those 49 days, no. This applies to the whole year, to your whole life. That time, you have to actually, quote unquote, feed your animal. Every one of us has an animal inside, has a human being part also inside, but has an animal inside which needs to be worked on. The scripture says, Rav Tvu is b'keyach shor. There's a lot of produce in the field in the strength of an ox. But each one of us has an ox, so to speak, quote unquote, inside of us. But we have to put a yoke on the ox so it actually serves a good purpose. Otherwise, if you don't put a yoke on the ox is over there with the cows, etc., etc. So we have to take this ox, the barley, quote unquote, barley offering. We have to work on our ox. And how do you do it? By knowing that it doesn't matter when you start, you always have opportunities to learn. And by knowing that this is an ongoing thing for your whole life. Man was created to work. It doesn't mean to work whatever you work and you make your money on. It means you have to work on yourself. Man was created to work on yourself, on himself, herself, whatever the case is. And this we can learn from these three points of Lag BaOmer.